Hello, I will present here the Tuya Water Flood Sensor with Wi-Fi XR809 module, and then I will show my alternative firmware intended for this type of sensors. It will be another port of my OpenBeacon, which currently supports as many as 4 different platforms: BK7231T, BK7231N, XR809, and BL602. I first described XR809 in this topic. Open source firmware for XR809 compatible with Tasmota HTTP Home Assistant. That was my first open source firmware for XR809 attempt. It was a very crude first proof of concept prototype that had to be recompiled for each device and didn't even support MQTT. Later, I started working on WB2S BK7231T platform and released first version of my Tasmota replacement, along with pins configurator for it. My HTTP server configurator, MQTT support from Home Assistant. Sometime later, after a brief analysis of BK7231T, BK7231N, and XR809 SDKs, I decided that it would be possible to support all those 3 platforms with single app. I created an abstraction layer called HAL, and started testing on various devices. Just recently, I have also added BL602 support to my firmware. Tasmota replacement for BL602, programming, pairing with Home Assistant. But this topic is about XR809, so it's time to focus on the XR809 water sensor I got. Let's see how the OpenBeacon works on XR3 module. Here is the current repository of the project. Purchase of a flood sensor. I found the product by searching for Tuya Smart Wi-Fi Water Leak Sensor, Flood Leakage Level Alarm, Overflow Detector. I bought it half a year ago. I don't remember for how much, but I can see that it costs about $13 now. The distinctive housing tells us that the product is probably on the XR809. The XR809 door window opening sensors have an identical housing. The set requires 2 AA batteries for operation. Not supplied by the seller. They must be purchased separately. Normally, the sensor works with the Tuya application, which I have tested before. Here I will focus only on my firmware, the teardown of the flood sensor. This flood sensor looks identical to the door sensor discussed earlier. Even the board is identical. It's easy to get inside. Apparently, in order to optimize costs, both versions of the sensor are produced together, until the sensor needs to be soldered. Uploading the firmware to the XR809. The firmware upload process is the same as in the previous XR809 topic. Open source firmware for XR809 compatible with Tasmota HTTP Home Assistant. Please see the topic above for details. Soldering and programming, LDO TC1264-3.3V provides power. USB to UART is in 3.3V mode. You can get the latest binary from here. Programming success. Open XR809 configuration. The firmware presented here, Open XR809, is the port of my OpenBeacon, the configuration of which I discussed here. LED Wi-Fi RGBCW Tuya. Teardown BK7231N. Programming with my Tasmota replacement. Garden Tuya CCWFIO232PK Double Relay BK7231T. Programming, I recommend you to read it. Here the process will be similar. Connecting to an open Wi-Fi network. By the way, if you still have the UART connected, you can see information about the connection on it. Configuration page is available at IP address 192.168.4.1. Here you can configure your device. Set SSID and pass of your router, set up MQTT, pins, etc. If this IP does not respond, then you need to manually set the computer address to something like 192.168.4.25, because probably DHCP is not working. You also need to set the roles of the pins there, for example for the LED. After this is set, you can control it via the button and via MQTT if you configure it. But the most important feature here is the water detector. It is on the same pin where the door window sensor had a magnetic sensor. For this sensor, you have to choose the role of the digital input no pull-up pin, i.e., digital input without pull-up resistors or pull-down. The input with pull-up resistor will not work. The value in the second column, by default, it's zero. It's the index of coupled channel for the given pin. You can have many channels. The channels are used to link button.